Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It never ends, always going. Do you have a minute?
Yes, I do. I'm on my desk.
Perfect. Can you grab a pen?
On it.
Perfect. So, you've got a very kind of moving parts file, which I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you that. I want to give you an idea of what we can do here, and just so you know, this usually I would just I know OnDeck people love their system because literally you send them documents or you do an online checkout and the money just comes into your account. Our funding is a lot different on this specific program and also due to the dollar amount. And as far as I know, they are allowing you to keep because you have a loan with with one of your other ventures. You have a loan I know with OnDeck. You have a loan with Everest Business Funding, and then you have a loan with who is it? Strategic on the other business?
Rapid Advance is the one who actually did it.
Oh,
Ended
okay.
up funding it.
Cool. So Rapid Advance, and but it's like serviced by someone else, correct? Or
Yes.
does okay.
Well,
So
actually, it's service by someone else, but I log into Rapid Advance portal to get my balances.
okay. So and let me give you kind of the sales pitch of why you want to work with Bank of Cardiff and give you a little feedback, because I know you are. I don't know, but I'm guessing you are just getting tons of letters in the mail regarding working capital, and it's literally everyone is calling you, offering you something, correct?
And I hate it.
Yeah, and it's okay. And we would rather spend a few minutes on the phone with you, educate you about what's going on, and have the ability to piss you off and lose your business, and at least give you something valuable than be one of those companies. So here
Understood.
is what's going on. We're not self-righteous. We do stacking. A lot of my customers, when I'm more on the sales side, I've given them second and third position loans. But those loans do violate your contract. And as your business grows, it is a mark that's kind of held against you. And so what we want to do is we want to start with a loan that kind of builds the relationship, tests the water. Now, the question that people ask is, well, why work with you if I've got a million different offers? It's all about the future potential. We offer loans up to $2 million in this industry. We are pretty much the only lender that does that. We also offer equipment financing, which through a variety of programs. So I want to kind of give you a little feedback on that as well after this conversation.
Sure.
So what we can offer you right now to start off is a $300,000 loan. You would have to pay off. We would be okay paying off OnDeck. We cannot pay off the Everest business loan. That's one thing what I've been working on the whole time. So we would give funding, you would pay off the Everest business loan, and if you owe OnDeck, 140, 150, you would net about $150,000.
Well, let me tell you what I owe on deck as of today. One second, I'm
Cool.
logging in as we speak. We owe 151,115 exactly as of today.
151, 115.
115, but there'll be a discount if we pay it off, so I'll find out what that is.
There is. Now, what is your daily payment with OnDeck?
640.32.
Okay. So let me kind of give you a heads up because my job is to see through walls and around corners. OnDeck will do everything in the power to retain your business, as any company should. Now, the fact that you've stacked on them, look, I have customers that work with OnDeck. They'll probably say, don't worry, we'll pay them off. So this is just really, and there's no sales pressure for me. This is kind of an opportunity for me to say, hey, look, if you want to work with a company that's OnDeck is great, but they can give you a lot more options, I think, due to the source of your business, I think we'd be the best fit. As an FYI, from what I understand, OnDeck does do some loans that go up to $500,000. But I think what's going to go on with your business is you'll just get to the point where these loans, you'll need a bigger and bigger, bigger loan in the future, and I think that's where our whole value comes in. So you have an 18-month loan with OnDeck, correct?
Yes, it was 18 months.
Okay. So
And already
there's
4 months has passed, so we have 11
okay.
months.
And I'm just saying, just so you know, I know that they're going to come back I don't even know if they renew you, but they probably would try. That's their job. So let me kind of give you the options here. Let's assume, your OnDeck loan is around 145. Let's just assume
Okay.
that. That's the payoff. And you're going to pay off this Everest business loan. And let me give you a reason why we'd want you to pay off the Everest business loan. If we do a $300,000 loan on this program, and we pay off two loans, we're fine doing it. But in that scenario, we traditionally have to do a 75-25 split, which means at least 75% of the money has to go into your account. So if we're paying that off in that scenario, and we're doing a $300,000 loan, only 75 grand can be used to pay off current balances. If we're paying off only one balance, then we're at a 50-50 split. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and so there's no reason to not do it that way. So let's talk about some options. So the longest term, and like I said, this is us starting the relationship and really growing from there, and I think long-term value. If we do a short term, the ability, and you're looking at 300K, I'm sure I can offer you something as short as 6 months. The whole option there is that you can borrow money a lot more quickly. The other option is, so if you do a $300,000 loan, all renewal terms come in about halfway through.
Right.
If you do a 12-month loan, you can borrow money around 6 months. You can apply for more funding. The question I am, especially for your type of business, I think you can make the argument and the point that each business functions by itself, but you've still got the majority of your revenues in one account. So that's really the most important thing. So the question that I would have is this. Assuming my underwriter has not screwed up, and if they've screwed up, don't put it on me, by the way, to allow you to keep the strategic loan. Assuming we do that, the question I have for you is this. Would you rather do something short term where you can really spool up quickly, or would you do something longer term? I just want to go over that and kind of give you some options and get some feedback from you.
The reality is, I don't know if it's 300,000 and, you know, we're growing at a really rapid scale, man. So I don't know if 6 months is appropriate for our cash flow.
Okay.
So, and 12 months is even tight too, but at least you can swallow 12 months.
Well, here's kind of my thought process for you. And it's, like I said, I do run the risk of pissing you off and having you hang up the phone, which I have to make. I have to make a decision that I think serves you right instead of being a salesperson. Okay. Most people in this position, they're going to stack you, okay? They're going to, even though I have second positions, by the way, that are the same price as on-deck first position loans. But the problem is if I stack you in this position, I destroy your business credit, I destroy your credibility. And the ability for you to get future loans, you'll turn off a tremendous amount of programs and lenders because people will refer to you as a serial stacker. And that's someone who will, it's a term, serial stacker. We see it. And there's a customer that just came into us that literally we will not touch them because their argument is, this happened, but the reality is they have all these loans. And so, like I said, I've got to educate you about what's available instead of just trying to sell you this product. Right. And I think right now, look, your average business loan, what was the payback? Like 45% on the dollar over 6 months or something of that nature?
Something.
It was pretty. It's pretty expensive, correct?
Right, of course.
And so what happens is you get one loan. You have a great on-deck loan. Someone else stacks on you because you're going to pay them back based on your cash flow. And how big was your Everest loan? And I hope you don't think I'm trying to be rude. I'm trying to value your business here.
Not at all. I'm going to switch to my Everest loan.
Like I said, this industry is out of control right now.
Everest is short term. Is Everest the EBF partners or the other one?
I'm sure it's EBF.
EBF, all right. So that's 1,098. I think we only have 40,000 left, and I think we're only borrowed 90.
All right, so you
like four month loan, so it's actually less than 40,000.
All right, so you borrowed 90,000. What your payback was? What?
1,098 for an X amount of payments. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Yeah. Let me just pull the file.
Yeah. If you can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you worked with Nick, and you know he's a junior rep on your file. And if you want to know kind of a little about us, I highly encourage you in my email signature. If you just put in Google Plus Bank of Cardiff, you'll see a lot of reviews, and you'll see a lot of customers that work with me. And I think Nick's an awesome guy as well. But one thing that I'm stressing to customers right now is what's going on in this industry is it's what can you do for me now? What have you done for me lately? And unfortunately, no one is telling customers, like, hey, dude, I'm everyone's looking to make a quick, not everyone, there's a lot of companies that are looking to make a quick buck, and customers are suffering long term. And we have a much different attitude than many of these companies, and that's why a lot of customers have really, really nice things to say about us online, because we put your needs first.
All right, so here's what it is. Purchase amount is $145. Purchase price is $100 less fees. So I think we got $85,000, $95,000 actually.
Okay, so you're paying $50,000 in interest and fees for a four-month loan.
Yeah, let me tell you how many months this is. It doesn't. I've got to say it somewhere.
Okay.
Jeez, doesn't say. Let me do $145 divided by $1098. Let me see how many payments that is.
No. Wrong. Oh yeah, you are doing 145. You're correct. 145 divided by 198, correct?
145,198.48 equals 132 payments.
So that's 6 months, okay? It's 21 days per month. So just to put that in perspective, you're paying about 50% on the dollar for a 6 month loan.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd agree that that's a pretty expensive loan, correct?
Too expensive, but we got a project done, so that was it.
Correct, correct. And by the way, I know who Everest is. Great company, by the way. Very good things for me to say about them. But at the
I
same,
deal with David Singer there, just so you know.
I don't know who that is. I have a rep there. We have a rep there, but I think what's going on. And did you work with a broker or with them directly?
It was them directly.
Okay, so really good company, but
Express
I think what
Capital Funding, Express Capital Funding, that's who they're.
Okay, and so you probably worked with the broker who sent it to Everest.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so what's, yeah, so to kind of, to not to beat you up, but just to be very clear, so what's happening is you're saying, hey, look, Ruben, I don't know if my cash flow supports a six-month loan, and I'm going to come back to you and say, you're paying a 50% interest rate on a six-month loan. If you multiply that, you're paying 100% interest on 24 months. These little issues, so here's kind of my thought process.
Go for it.
$300,000 loan.
Okay.
Give you one loan. Let you start the relationship. Okay. Do not stack. Do not stack.
Okay.
If you want to do a, if you want us to do something short term, and I'm going to double check my numbers and give you a call back, the approval generally comes in with the longest term, which is 12 months on this, because this is a custom program. I know OnDeck will kind of pitch you. I know that, but I know longer term we're going to be a better fit for you, and that's someone I know people at OnDeck personally. The reality is right now that kind of what I want to do is this. I don't want you to stack. If you stack, it's going to be very hard for us to give you something that's nice in the future. So the question I'd ask you is this. Do you think, because, and I'm going to go talk to my underwriters, do you think that there is a strong possibility you will need more money before 6 months for this main bank account?
Yeah, I mean, as long as we sell more deals, yeah, we'll definitely need more.
Okay. And what I don't want to have happen is, I don't want to give you a 12-month loan and then have someone come to you and you say, well, look, Ruben, I had no choice. I had a project and then it's not working. So I'm going to go talk to my underwriter and see what I can do on this term, shortest and longest, and give you a few options. In terms of funding, I could probably send you documents today to review. There's going to be quite a bit of underwriting on your file, but I would say realistically, we could get you funded by Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, assuming, of course, all the terms and conditions work. Let me do a little research and get back to you. Now, regarding the equipment financing, you asked me to figure out, you know, what can I do for you on our programs, and I want to give you some feedback on that, okay?
Sure.
Okay. And I, like I said, I hope I am not turning you off here.
Not at all, not at all.
Okay. So, let's see. All right, my system's not loading. It's just going to be stuck. Let me give you a call back once I talk to them and I can hash out everything out. Give me 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.